Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Randall Fitzgerald began his journalism career in 1974 in Washington, D.C. as an investigative reporter for syndicated columnist Jack Anderson. Remember him? He has since written for The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, and for 20 years was an editor with the Reader's Digest. Randall is the author of several books, including Lucky You, Proven Strategies You Can Use to Find Your Fortune, and his latest, The Tao of Intuitive Luck, Winning at Games of Chance and the Game of Life. Randall, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, George. It's always a pleasure to be with you, especially in a new year.
And we are lucky to have you as a guest, my friend.
Well, lucky me to be with you. It's always a pleasure.
How did you stumble into luck? How did that happen?
Oh, I think it came about as a result of that old song, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I was feeling that way, and I was having a streak of what seemed to be bad luck that was seemingly beyond my control. And this was so 20-some-odd years ago, and as a result, I was going through a divorce, and I was having to sell my house, and quite a few things were coalescing that felt like negative energy. And so I was curious about what was going on. It wasn't just the obvious. There was some undercurrent of something else. And as I felt into it, I began to think in terms of good luck and bad luck being sort of like what the Japanese call the strands, the twisted strands of a rope. Sometimes it's hard to separate good luck from bad luck. And the more I felt into it, the more I decided to conduct some experiments, some luck-related experiments, just to see if I could change my luck. And it wasn't just about changing my attitudes or behaviors, although that was part of it. It was about sensing an energetic flow that could be more positive. And so I began doing experiments, and I began looking at the local Native American casinos. So in my county, here in Lake County, Northern California, we had 4 of them. So I decided to treat these casinos as a luck laboratory, just to test out my luck. And I went, and I'd never really gambled before. It wasn't something that appealed to me. But I decided to try my luck by changing my attitude
about
the process. And sure enough, I went on a luck streak, and you know, unfortunately, at Gamblers Anonymous meetings, people tell stories like this all the time. Oh, I went on a luck streak, and then I got hooked, and gambling became habitual. Well, I was intent on this not happening to me, so I tried to regulate it as much as I could. And with my attitudes and behaviors, and then by feeling into the energetic flow, which I began to realize was all about intuition, I began to see a change in my luck fortunes as a result of that. So that was sort of the inspiration, George.
Now tell us about the title, The Tao of Intuitive Luck.
Yes, well, the Tao is a Chinese word that means pathway. We've heard of Taoism, and Taoism is about a spiritual practice that involves a pathway. And I began, you may recall back in the 1970s, there was a book called The Tao of Physics. And it was a book about new science and how physics was leading to a whole series of discoveries about the subatomic world. And I realized that when it came to discoveries that we each individually have about our own capacity for influencing our luck fortunes and tuning into an intuition wavelength that we each have, that there was a pathway here as well. And that's why I ended up naming the book The Tao of Intuitive Luck.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now, you talk about 5 intuitive luck principles that make life decisions. What are they?
Well, the first one is feeling into your intuition. We all experience intuition in somewhat different ways. Some people feel intuition as the gut hunch, where they'll feel it in their solar plexus or in their gastrointestinal tract, and that will be interpreted as, I need to act, I need to do this, whatever, that when that feeling comes up, and then the act on it. Other people, and I'll talk about this later, George, about the difference between the heart and the gut, because a lot of studies, science studies, have been done on this. But women tend to feel intuition more in their heart. Men tend to feel it more in their gut, thus the term gut hunch. So the first intuitive luck factor is we have to learn how we individually feel most intensely that sensation of intuition in order to be able to act on it. The second factor that goes with that is You have to set an intention. You have to want to be able to learn how to sense your intuitive channel.
Yeah.
And how that emerges. And so intentions are important. And then the third one is quieting your mind, learning how to put space between our thoughts, learning how to slow everything down. And that, for some people, is through meditation. For some people, it's through affirmations or mantras. There are a variety of ways to go about it. But that goes hand in hand with the intention and with intuition. And then number four of the five is learning how to channel your excitement. This is where the whole idea of beginner's luck comes in. And I studied beginner's luck. You know, what are the attitudes and behaviors associated with it? And sure enough, we can willfully recreate that sensation that we may have had at different times in life where we try something new and we become very good at it intuitively. Well, how do we recreate that? So that's number four. And number five is programming our dreams. A lot of our intuition emerges at the unconscious level through our dream life. So how do we manipulate that, control that? Now, how do we facilitate that more readily in our life? And that was something else that became a real intense research topic for this book.
Randall, is any one of the five more important than the other?
Well, of course, the intuition is, but all of the others are aspects of the intuition, of setting the intention to be more intuitive. You know, it's like a New Year's resolution. You set resolutions, and hopefully we live by them for a period of time. And then with those resolutions, we have actions attached, and we try to monitor our progress. Well, it's the same with setting the intention of being more intuitive. Once you get the principles down, once you have experimented, and we're all guinea pigs in our own life experiments, so the intuition is the same way. We begin to experiment to find out the best ways to release it. And so they're all intertwined, George, all five of these principles. But it all begins with learning how to sense our own intuitive channel. And much like a radio station and turning the dial in order to get the best reception, that's part of the whole practice of it all.
And it's important, I think, for people from all walks of lives and careers to use their intuitiveness, not necessarily for luck walking into a casino, but in their day-to-day activities, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in our lives, and we're, by nature as human beings, we're risk takers. I mean, even when we're adverse to risk and we try to avoid risk, you know, much like good luck and bad luck, it's the flip side, you know, because we're still at the mercy of risk and risk-taking and fortune and misfortune, no matter what we do to one extent or another. So why not be very conscious of it and trying to go with the flow of it, because there does seem to be an energetic flow attached to it all.
Is there any particular career that uses this better than another?
I asked myself that in doing the interviews for this book. I interviewed a wide variety of people that use intuition in their lives, business people, people that invest in the stock market, people that have careers that involve danger. For instance, I interviewed a number of highway patrolmen here in California to try to get a sense of how they use intuition to sense danger and to avoid dangerous situations. And there was one highway patrolman in particular who became a good friend, Dan Frederick, who had been like the highway patrolman of the year, and he was really known as someone who used his intuition on the job whenever he would stop a vehicle in order to sense the intentions of the driver. And as a result, he was able, using intuition, to get himself out of a lot of very prickly situations on the job. And then in the military, there's another good example. You may have heard stories about soldiers who would walk on the perimeter, who would have a second, third sense, it seemed, about what was happening, what the danger prospects were. You've heard the expression, oh, he was able to sense, or he was able to smell the enemy. Well, what did that really mean? And the more I dived into it by asking a series of questions, the more I discovered that it was all about intuition and heightened states of intuition that sometimes firefighters have it. You know, anyone who goes into dangerous situations, they have to sharpen their instincts, and that's the terminology they often use. But at the core of it, it's about picking up intuitive signals in the body and responding to them in an accurate way that either leads them away from danger or puts them in a situation where they're able to save the lives of people.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.